Pune has a very rich history of cycling. We've always been a cyclist city. The students in the city have always been using bicycles. Any Punekar really worth their salt has owned and ridden the bicycle across all those lovely leafy green lanes that make up the city. Over the last few years, though, as the city got more congested, became more of a metropolis, cycling seemed to have lost its way and become a very health or a fitness focus aspect. But there is a group that is determined to change all of this. We catch up with Amit Gadgil and Rahul Nene of Speaking Wheels, who organize leisure cycling tours to get more people back to cycling. This is a very fascinating conversation, and I can vouch for the fact that these two are truly committed to doing what they do, and they will hopefully bring cycling back into the mainstream for everybody sooner than later. Let's get going. So welcome to the show, Amit and Rahul. Thank you very much for taking time to join us on the Punekar podcast.
Thank you
for having us.
So let's start with Speaking Wheels. Explain to our listeners what is Speaking Wheels. Amit, you can take that one.
So I'll just give you a brief how we started Speaking Wheels. Me and Rahul used to go for cycle tours as participants some years ago. And there was this one of night heritage ride which we had participated as members. And somehow that ride didn't appeal to us at all. The earlier tours which we had participated, we had enjoyed a lot. But this particular thing, when we did it as participants, we didn't enjoy it at all. And while on the way back, I just jokingly mentioned to Rahul that if we would organize such kind of a night heritage ride in Pune, we will do a better job. He didn't take it as a joke. He took it very seriously and just said that let's do this. Let's organize rides on our own and we will get in members from our side. Coincidentally, I was writing a few blogs of our cycling tours, which were under the name Speaking Wheels, because it were my cycling stories. So I had come up with the name Speaking Wheels. We just took the same name of Speaking Wheels and we started with our first ride, which coincidentally falls today. That is 30th April 2019. So we complete 2 years of starting Speaking Wheels exactly today.
Well, we've caught you on a good day. That means congratulations to both of you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So what have been some of your most interesting rides? We know what wasn't an interesting ride, which was the one that you went on. But what have been some of the other interesting rides that you guys have been on? Rahul?
We have, as Amit said, that was one ride which was an eye-opener for us. I would rate. I mean, we have been to Run of Kutch and we've done two different kinds of rides there. I would say Run of Kutch because it was the first ride in Kutch. And a Nasik ride, which was winery hopping, the La Vino Velo ride. Those two were the ones that are my favorite till the time. And we are coming up with some new ideas. So I'm looking forward to those. But Run of Kutch ride, it has mesmerizing views. It has different terrain. And it is so beautiful and colorful. You don't think about it that you would go to run and cycle. And Nasik ride, it has an endurance part in it. It has beautiful scenery in it. And it has the culinary, the cultural touch to it. And of course, Run also has the very, very, very vast cultural touch to the whole experience in Run of Kutch.
The Nasik also has wine at the end, doesn't it?
Yeah. The wines. It's a wine hop ride, La Vino Velo.
So we ride for 3 days. Each day ends at a winery. That's the best way to relax after a 70 kilometer ride, I feel.
That's amazing. So tell us, Amit, you've also been on some other interesting rides. I know you've been to places like Manali and Leh on the cycle, Panchet Parikrama and a few others. Which of these is something that a newcomer can attempt? You know, someone who's probably just bought a cycle and is looking to go beyond Pashan or beyond the university.
Yes, so you struck the nail on the head. When we started Speaking Wheels and it started growing slowly and steadily, our basic objective was exactly the same. So we wanted people who have cycled, or rather not cycled since their school days, to get back onto their saddles and start enjoying their cycle rides. So what we are asking people to do is, we tell people that we are primarily a leisure cycling organizing group. So we take people on leisure rides where you can actually get the experience of the surrounds, the experience of the terrain, as Rahul said, the culinary experience, the rich heritage that each place has to offer. What we try to do is, we try to keep the distances as short as possible, and we spread it over a longer period of time. So when we take these cycle tours, we take a lot of breaks to generally regroup, to have a cup of tea at some wayside joint, to just go and have a look at the local art forms that are there on the way. So we don't really start the day on a cycle and just cycle to the destination. There are a lot of places where we take stops so that people enjoy the entire experience, be it food, be it places of interest, be it places of historical and cultural importance, or maybe some food trails.
So with you guys, it's definitely not about the destination, but more about the journey. That's great. So how much have you taken inspiration from Pune's own heritage, as a cycling city, apart from the good old Pulla Deshpande jokes of cyclists in the middle of the road like Mashi? What other Puneri things have inspired you to be such avid cyclists?
Okay, so I'll take that. Well, the main thing is that Pune, as you rightly point out, was called a cycling capital of Maharashtra per se, which is not the case anymore. The cycling has graduated to people being on two-wheelers, which are more of motorized vehicles. Our aim, or our motive, or what we are looking at, is to get back people on the cycles. Reason number one, towards a better, healthier lifestyle for sure. Secondly, we want people to have the confidence to cycle from their homes to the probable upcoming metro stations. What that will ensure is that people will cycle up to the metro stations. Probably we will have a space for parking your cycles or taking your cycles in the metro. Thus, we reduce the load of the traffic that Pune is currently facing. Even if we achieve this, say, in a very, very minimal percentage, still we will be happy that we are doing this. Due to us, or due to our group, if somebody is inspired to cycle up to the metro stations and use the metro, we definitely feel that we have achieved something for the city.
Well, let's hope that comes true. Rahul, we want to understand first from you, then from Amit, how did this passion become something that is now taking up so much of your time and effort? And how do you manage work and so much time to Speaking Wheels?
Well, that's a very good question, because this is the question myself and Amit are being asked time and again.
By your wives or others also?
No, others. Wives not. Wives are into cycling. That is the fun part of it.
That's the solution. There you go.
Yeah. For sure. I mean, the family. I mean, the children are also cycling now. The thing is, when you do an organized cycle ride and when you do an unorganized one, like let's go and do cycle somewhere, first of all, the unorganized one most likely doesn't succeed. So when we organize something, we have a calendar. And when we have a calendar, there is a plan in place. Then more and more we organize rides, the logistics of it is already fallen in place. And when we have to do our work, we are working in with this vision in mind, with this calendar, this plan in mind, so that we can accordingly adjust our work. And now that our wives are also part of this, this becomes easier for us to sort of maneuver personnel from our team to different rides, so that people can do their other jobs also, because we are also families. It's not that we are bachelors and just riding. We're families. So there are other responsibilities that one should also do it.
Amit, how do you manage to balance your professional and, well, the cycling life, which is more of your passion?
Yeah, so I am an architect by profession, and as I like to say, I am a leisure cyclist by passion. Being an architect and having a firm of my own gives a little, you know, leeway for me to manage my work accordingly and balance things pretty well. Like what Rahul said, generally because the calendar is in place a couple of months before, we know what all dates are blocked with Speaking Wheels. So we can easily manage the rest of our priorities around that. I feel that once your priorities are set, it is easier to manage your time. You can't really, you know, take things as they come. A little bit of planning your priorities will give you that extra bit of time and make it easier for everyone associated with you.
Awesome. And what are your main expectations that you want to achieve from Speaking Wheels? Rahul?
What are the objectives? First of all, getting people on the cycles. Getting people on cycles with an objective, because we have conducted rides, as Amit said. We have conducted rides with culinary, wines, history, architecture, biodiversity, endurance, and, you know, just general adventure sports also, which is suitable for families. So if we can get more and more people involved in cycling, so we could put this Pune pattern to different cities like Hyderabad, like Delhi, like Lucknow, and like Ranchi. I mean, Ranchi has, as they call it in the US, switchback road. It's fantastic. And we would like to take people there. We would like to take people to jungles, to flora, fauna, so many different things that we can still explore. And there are so many like-minded people and they don't have a platform, and we want to be the one.
That's awesome. Let's hope this comes true. And what's the best way to be a part of a ride? How does one sign up?
What people can do, they can go on our website. They can also go on our social media, Facebook and Instagram and YouTube, and they would know about us. And we can also make them part of a WhatsApp group. This is normal way to do it. And we also publish our rides on our website, so people can actually know about it, and they can contact us, and so they would get newsletters from us, and the information would flow, and they can talk to us, and there are so many different ways to sort of get connected. And if they have something inspiring to tell us, we will also incorporate those things as well. So quite a lot of things, and it's a huge playground at the moment.
Awesome. So we'll be sure to link all of those in the description, folks. Remember to take a look and get in touch with Amit and Rahul for planning your next ride. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us on the Punekar podcast. We hope that you keep riding, and we hope that this lockdown ends so you guys can get back in the saddle sooner than later. Thanks again.
Thank you. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
Good luck, guys. Thank you.